Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, October 2nd, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Just this morning, I commented on a story saying that, hey, this Internet Explorer vulnerability thing, it has gotten kind of stale. No much news about it. Well, I was wrong. Turns out that we do now have a Metasploit module that exploits this vulnerability. Now, having a Metasploit module available, of course, makes it a lot easier for bad guys to use this particular vulnerability to break into systems. So expect this to be added to exploit kits and such that will likely be widely deployed in the next few days. So if you haven't yet, the very minimum you should do at this point is deploy the Microsoft Fixit. However, this Microsoft Fixit only works for the 32-bit version of Internet Explorer. For users of the 64-bit version of Internet Explorer, the only help is Emmet, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit. Please deploy it. I would actually also recommend for everybody to deploy this toolkit. It can break some functionality, but does add significant exploit prevention techniques that will work not just against this one exploit, but against future exploits and vulnerabilities as well. Now, one way how you may get tricked into visiting websites that do offer this exploit is Twitter direct messages. If you're not that familiar with Twitter, in Twitter, mostly everything you post is pretty much public, but you can also send direct messages, which are essentially personal messages to other Twitter users, and these messages are restricted to people you follow. Turns out that lately there is a significant uptick in malicious direct messages that come from either compromised accounts or possibly accounts where the account username and password didn't necessarily get compromised, but where the user did use a malicious application and essentially gave that application access to post Twitter direct messages. So as usual, be careful what you click on. So far, the messages I've seen look somewhat suspicious and a very generic sort of click on this or look at this cool link kind of messages. So that makes them a little bit easier to spot. They don't necessarily relate to something that you posted earlier, but still, with Twitter messages being so short, it's really hard to pick out good and bad messages here. And of course, these messages, just like many Twitter messages, do take advantage of URL shorteners, which makes it even harder to figure out where you actually end up. Since we don't really know yet what's causing this increase in malicious direct messages, if you do receive any, let us know and send us a copy. So far, most of the ones we have seen go to spam sites, not necessarily malicious sites, but of course, that can change very quickly. And with that, also just a quick reminder, Cybersecurity Awareness Month, I talked about it before. If you have any logs or observations, like for example, this Twitter issue, send it to us so maybe we can write it up. And it has just been a couple of days since Apple came out with iOS 7.02, which did fix a vulnerability that allowed bypassing the lock screen. Turns out there is yet another vulnerability that has not been fixed yet, and it involves Siri. If you have a Siri enabled on a locked phone, it's still possible to make phone calls, which is part of the sign of allowing Siri enabled. So that's not a vulnerability. However, then if you are calling a phone, hang up, and then go back to the first phone, you will be able to access the contact list, which you're not supposed to access. So this requires that the attacker has two phones, the one they're trying to access, the other one they used to receive the call made by the first phone, and it only allows access to the contact list. It is also possible to disable Siri on the lock screen, and that's probably the best solution here because Siri does allow access to some limited phone features, and probably it's never a good idea to have a locked phone but Siri still enabled. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.